We're learning Shmiras HaLoshin, Shaha Tavuna. We're in Perek Aleph, by the Haggah, by the gloss of the Chavetz Chaim, where he tells us, V'agov nevar is Seif HaMaymer Hanal. The topic of discussion is that of occupation, our occupation, that we are told by the Chavetz Chaim, the Gemara tells us, that a person should make himself an elam, a mute. And we're discussing this topic, when and how and what does it mean, and basically that it's an occupation. And the Chafetz Chaim is explaining this Gemara from Chulin, and he says as follows, V'agav nevar es soif ha-maimer hanal. Shezeh loshen ha-gemara. I will explain the end of this statement of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Yochol afle divrei Torah. The Gemara says a person should make himself an elam, a mute. So the Gemara says, should he not talk in Torah? Tamoloimar, tzedek tedaberun. No, he should talk in Torah. Tzedek tedaberun, talk righteous words. One should learn in Torah and talk about Torah. Yochel yages daita. A person might become haughty. And that's a problem. Person becomes, let's say, knowledgeable. There's a Yetzirah with everything. When the person becomes knowledgeable in Torah as well. Tamaloymar, Meisharim, Tishbetu, B'nei Adam. So that's why the Gemara continues and says, no, Meisharim, Tishbetu, B'nei Adam. When you should be judging people with fairness. What does this mean? Let's explain. L'chayr Tamua. How do we know to ask, to say, Shiyeh Elaim Divrei Torah? Why would I think that a person should be an Elaim and not talk words of Torah? Why should I think to say such a thing? What's the Havamina? What's the original thought? To say, maybe when the Gemara says a person should be an Elaim, he should not talk. Maybe it means he should not talk words of Torah. Then what's the purpose of life? Why is he here? We are here to talk words of Torah. That's the purpose of life. So the Chavetz Chaim is asking, how do we understand this Gemara? We're learning now a piece of Gemara. Im kein, alam nevrahad adibar badam. Im loy ladabar teyus Hashem. Uvirayim amusoy yizbarach. If not to talk about the words of Hashem and His greatness. Vegam soif ha-maimer, also at the end of the statement, Yochol yagis daitoi, a person maybe become too arrogant if he learns Torah. Hutamua, it's also difficult to understand. Demayinen zel imidas ha-ilmus dafko. What does this concept of being arrogant have to do with being a mute? How do we understand what's going on? So we have here, the Chavetz Chaim says, V'nira dihine yudua. There are two ways a person can approach Limud HaTorah. Aleph, the first approach, Lilmoid Ba'atzmoy, to learn by himself. Beis, Lilmoid B'chaburo Imachirim, to learn with a group, with other people. Uvechol Echad Yesh Maila V'chisaron, and each person, there's a Maila and there's a Chisaron. Im loymeid ba'atzmoy, if he learns by himself. Yeshmaila, if a person learns by himself, is a very good point. Why? Shelo yuchal lavoy l'shum dibur osur. If a person is learning by himself, usually he doesn't talk to himself, forbidden speech. I'm not saying people don't ever talk to themselves, but the average person does not talk to himself. Lashon hara. There's no one around for him to talk to. So that's a good thing to learn by yourself. There's no one around to talk to. But there's also a chisaron. There's also a negative to learning by yourself. What's the downside of learning by yourself? Shehalimud loy nizbarer yofe al yideze. That the limud, the learning, loy nizbarer yofe, will not become so clear through this. And if he learns with other people, there's also a downside. When a person learns with other people, it's possible to come to different dvar betalim. They shmooze. They shmooze about nonsense. What are they shmoozing about? If it's not Torah, it's nonsense. When two people have svar in front of them, and they're shmoozing, now there's different levels of shmoozing. They're shmoozing, and then they're shmoozing real nonsense. But the real is also in the base medrash. There's bittul Torah. So that's the downside of learning with people. Because the possibility of speaking Dvar Metalim and speaking Lashon Hara, Dvar Masurim, exists much greater, of course. But if you are learning with other people, there's a tremendous benefit. When you're learning with Chavrusos, when you're learning with a Chabura, a group of people, you clarify the Sugya much better. You have questions, I don't understand. You hear their understanding, their explanation, and then one thing clicks in your brain, another thing clicks. Before you know it, you have the Gemara clear. So we see there are two aspects. There's a benefit to learning by yourself because you're not going to be speaking any Lashon Hara or Dvar Metalim, Dvar Masurim. There's a downside to learning by yourself because then the person might not get the Gemara or the topic of learning as clear as he should and can. On the flip side, learning with other people, he'll get it much clearer, but it's a possibility of speaking Dvar Metalim and Bittul Torah and Dvar Masurim is much greater. So now he continues, the Chafetz Chaim says, V'zu kavanos ha-gemara. That's what the Gemara means when it says, Yochol afle divi Torah, perish. Person, I might think, he should be an ilaim. He should be a mute, even when it comes to divi Torah. What does that mean? Loy shelo yidaber klal b'Torah. Not that he shouldn't talk at all about words of Torah. Rak yishtamish b'midas ha'ilmus. But he should use this attribute of silence. Shehi ashmira ha'yaseira afle divi Torah. Kigon shelo yidaber iman noshim klal afle divi Torah. I might think I should implement this power of silence even when it comes to divrei Torah, and I should not speak. Why? Meyira peni moshech alideze levasoif lediburim asurim. From the fear, peni moshech alideze levasoif lediburim asurim. Maybe I'll come to diburim asurim. V'rak yilmad latzmoi, but he just learned latzmoi. Person might think that uchahai gavno b'sharin yonei mitzvus haboyis alidei dibur. So too with other mitzvahs that come through Dibur, Kegoin, Tefillah, V'chadoyme. Lo yitztaref le'oilom im shum adam. I might think, if I go to a shul to daven, you know what happens? There's someone for me to talk to in shul. So I am going to be a tzaddik and not talk during davening, by not going to davening. Right? A person might say something like this. Well, that's wrong. That's wrong. We go to shul, and we say good morning to our friend next to us before davening. And we say have a nice day after davening. But not during davening. Because during davening we're talking to Hashem. Kegoin tefilo chadayma. Leid staref ilayoylam im shumadu. I might think I shouldn't combine myself and be part of the minion. Kedesh lo yovali dibur masur mazeh. For this, heishivu tamoloymar sedek de beirun. The pasuk says, "Tzedek tidaberun," to come to tell me that you should speak justice with them, with everyone. Not tzedek tidaber, singular tense, but you should be part of the group, part of the klal. So that's why we understand the havamin of the Gemara. Maybe I should be an elaim, I should use this midah of being a mute in regards to limud haTorah, in regards to tefillah as well. Kamash Malan, we do not say that. When it comes to inyani mitzvahs Torah, we go out there and we perform our mitzvahs with other people as well. L'hoiris lanu The Hiris Lanu, to come to teach us, Shiyadaber Tzedek B'chaburo. We should work, learn words of Torah in a group. That's what we have here. The Chavetz Chaim is making a little plug for First Seder. Okay? Kimoy Shamru Chazal, Cherev El Habadim. The Pasuk says, the Gemara Brachas brings a Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Nun, Pasuk Lamed Vav. Cherev El Habadim. The Gemara explains, Cherev al soineim shel tamidei chachamim sho'iskim ba'Torah bad be'bad v'lo yo'id elo shemitapshim mitapshim. The Gemara tells us a sword, says the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, for those who remain solitary. What does that mean? This is a sword to the enemies of tamidei chachamim. It's a kinoi, talking to us, meaning for ourselves, for tamidei chachamim, who learn in solitude, learn by themselves. There's a problem. Why? Because shemitapshin, tippish. In doing so, they become stupid. Why? Because they don't get the right shot. They don't get the right shot. Just to pop into my head, I'll share with you. I'm not saying the story that took place is exactly what we're talking about here, but basically, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tefillin, that the Tefillin Shel Rosh have to be above the hairline, not on the forehead. If they're on the forehead, one is not fulfilled his mitzvah, and Rachman Letzlan is making bracha for no reason, and he's not doing such a great mitzvah of wearing Tefillin. So a friend of mine told me a story once. He told me that he told somebody that, you know, it looks like your tefillin are a little low below the hairline. If you'd like, I can make it in the right size and fix the tefillin for you. So what did the person do? The person said, oh, I'll show you in the Mishnah Berurah where it says it's not a problem if the tefillin are below the hairline. So my friend said, okay, I'd like to see that. So the person pulled out the Mishnah Berurah, knew exactly where there was the words of the Chavetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah, which discusses the halachas of putting the tefillin in the right spot. And he reads the words from my friend. There's one problem though. He read the words incorrectly. So he was learning this halacha, Ein lahashkiach, those are the words of the Mishnah Berurah. He read the words, don't worry, don't be concerned if it's past the hairline. He read the words, he read the line incorrectly. I don't know how he skipped the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber doesn't say it like that, but that's a different point. So my friend read it to him the correct way and showed him, no, you read here, you put the comma here, you translate this word over here, and he got right shot. This is a perfect example where we see a person, unless his Chavrusa learned with him the wrong way also, which is a possibility. But you're learning by yourself, you could come out to the wrong shot. Tremendous michshol. That's what the Gemara is bringing out. V'chenkai gavno, betfilo, sotu by tfilo, mitzvah, betzibur. Specifically, to daven with the tzibur. As it says, v'rov am hadras melach, which means the glory of the king comes from the number of people who are participating. The more people that come to learn Torah, the more people that come to Davin, that shows Kavod Shemayim. That shows Hashem, like we discussed yesterday. That shows Hashem's honor, honoring Hashem. Imagine Hashem says, I'd like to meet with you. I'd like to have a conversation with you. And you see, excuse me for saying on the mashal, but you see the caller ID on the cell phone. And it says heaven. Okay, and you're like, oh, 1 minute, you know, you keep Hashem waiting. Excuse me for saying the words. Why? Because you have another phone call. You're dealing with something else right now. So a person who doesn't go to the minyan is not part of the chabura, of the group. He's telling Hashem, stay in call waiting. Kiviyachol. As if to say the words even. Al daven, my convenience, in my home, my time. We're not talking about, by the way, the situations where it's necessary to daven at home or someone's not feeling well, so you have to take care of the family. We're not talking about those cases. We're not talking exceptions. We're talking about situations where a person has the mindset, yeah, the home, the house, all the same. Shul, no difference. Here, B'roi Vam Hajas Melech. You want to give Kavod Shemayim? You come to learn, you come to dive with more people together. That's just Kavod Shemayim. Im Kain, Lefi Zeh, Ha'adam HaShalim, a complete person. Hu B'mayla HaGedoyla, Shit Sorech Lisnaig B'Shnei HaFochim. A person has to work with both opposites. A complete person has to work with both opposites. What does this mean? Dahainu B'Inyoni Ha'olam Ha'iyyeh Ki'ilim. In regards to Inyoni Ha'olam, he has to be an Ilim. V'lo Yedaber Afilo B'Mutter. Ki'im B'Mashuhu Hechreach. In regards to the mundane things, he should have a mindset not just to speak whenever he wants to, but speak when it's necessary to speak. Ubinyani hatayro v'hamitzvois yarchiv hadibor b'chol hayecholus. But when it comes to Torah, that's when we should speak as much as possible. Yarchiv hadibor b'chol hayecholus. Lilmoidim rabim, to learn with other people, with many people. Uladaber imam b'davar shebekdusha, and to speak with them b'davar shebekdusha, words of holiness. Be careful. Keep your guard up. As we explained, that the possibility exists when learning with other people, and now all of a sudden, dibur masurim could come out. That's why the Gemara concludes. A person might become arrogant. When he sees other people, because we learn from other people, we get influenced by our surroundings. So when he sees other people, shemafkirim legamri as diburim, metanfim as pm, beloshin hara leitzonus, and they metanif as pm, they take their mouth and they're metame their mouth. They make their mouth filthy. Metanfim is PM, Beloshin Hora, and Leitzonus, Hushari Dibur Masurim. How should we view these people? So this is what the Chavetz Chaim is telling us. What does it mean Yagas Daita? A person might become arrogant. What is he referring to? Because if we view them in the wrong way, we'll become arrogant. We have to view them, yachzik oisam, if we view them, yachzik oisam, l'rishoyim gemurim, v'as asmo yachzik l'tzad digamber, tamuloymer, meisharam tishpatu b'nei adam. We should not view them as rishoyim. If we see other people speaking Lashon Hara, don't look down on them. It's extremely important. Because people who learn Hilchus Lashon Hara, Hashkafa, what does it mean not to speak Lashon Hara, how powerful it is? Then what happens is we're putting ourselves into a certain frame of mind to make sure we avoid Lashon Hara. We know how bad it is. All of a sudden we hear other people speaking Lashon Hara. We turn around. Who's doing that? Then we get away from this person. And a person might have a mindset, well, this person's a Russia. Doesn't he realize he's part of the reason why there's no Beit Hamikdash? It's like he's taking a hammer and a chisel and he's knocking down the stones of the Kaisel. The one wall we have left, he's like he's chopping it down. If we start viewing that person in such a mindset, Yagis Daita will become arrogant and look down on them. So it's difficult, what I'm about to say, but the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, how should we view them? Meisharim tishbetu b'nei adam. Tzarech lishbay daysam l'mishma l'mishar l'zchus. Give them the benefit of the doubt. She'enem yoidim mahu lashon hara. They don't know what lashon hara is. Now you'll say, you know what? They know, of course, it's forbidden to speak bad about someone else, but they don't realize the degree of lashon hara. Maybe they don't realize the churban that will come out from speaking lashon hara. V'kayoytze bezeh v'shari diburim asurim. and so too by other dibur masurim. V'gam einam yoidim es chaymer ha'avoin sheyesh b'dibur masurim. We had to find a way to look at them positively. And a positive frame of mind. And to be melamed zchus, that even though we hear people speaking forbidden speech, may sharim tishbetu b'nei adam, to judge him favorably, and not to become as the Yetzirah wants us, even though he didn't win the battle, and he let us learn Hichos Lashon Hara. He let us learn the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. That much we won. But he doesn't just go away. He says, you know what? If you're learning these halachas, I'm going to make sure you're a Baal Gaiva. That you're an arrogant individual. And you look down on others who don't learn these halachas. And don't study this topic. That's why the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, the Gemara says, Yochel Yagas Daita. A person might become an arrogant person. May Sharim, Tishbetu, Vinayadam, we should judge them favorably. Stop here for today.